Buy a wild horse for a buck and help a conservation effort. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Ken Sandusky is the public affairs officer on the Modoc National Forest. That's high desert country and rife with wild horses. Now, while everybody loves horses, when they're wild, they can have a negative impact on the environment in the sense that they impose on available water and vegetation in such a way as to deprive wildlife such as mule deer, elk, pronghorn of those resources. I asked Ken if these animals could be adopted, domesticated, and provide a very nice fit for families that want to take them in.
Absolutely. The Devil's Garden herd is well known for their value as working horses and even dressage and show type uses, but really even just as loved family members across the country. I have two of my own, and every horse is different, but generally our horses are known to be pretty able to take to training. We have horses available for adoption and sale with limitation. The requirements are similar for each, but we do have some of the best deals going in the country. At this time, we have a number of horses available for $1 as long as you can show you're going to provide a good home. The link to learn more is pretty simple. It's just go.usa.gov/XQ3R3. So those are all lowercase letters except for that Q.
Get out a pen. go.usa.gov/XQ3R3. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.